Kevin Colbert, the Steelers general manager, joins us. Kev, welcome. And, boy, you come to the combine. You had a big day. You signed, before getting here, you signed Antonio Brown to the deal that you wanted. You franchised Le'Veon Bell, which is what most was expected. But you still you have until July 15th to sign him to a long-term deal. I know that is the intention. Is that feasible? And what's the plan going forward with Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah, when we put the tag on and we had to do it by today, that was necessary in order to retain his rights like we did. The exclusive tag makes it that nobody can talk to him but us. But the intention has always been, and Le'Veon understands it, and Adisa Bakari, his agent, understands that our intention is to sign him to a long-term deal. And we have until July 15th to do that. But we also have to acknowledge the more at-hand business of our own free agents that will be potentially free as of March 9th, and then the free agents that might await us in after March 9th. So, you know, Le'Veon won't be put on the back burner, but other business will be happening at the same time.
Now, with that exclusive rights as opposed to the other franchise tag, what was the was there any difference in those this year?
It's based on the average at the position, but if there's a player that exceeds that average, then the amount would go up to reflect that. So as of right now, it's set as the franchise tag. If someone supersedes that, then it could change, and that's the difference in the exclusive and the non-exclusive. The non-exclusive, anybody, he could negotiate with other teams,
right.
But if we decided not to match it, then we'd get two first-round picks. Well, our intention is to keep Le'Veon. This was a way to ensure he's a Steeler through 2017, and we hope a lot longer than that.
You know, Kev, I'm surprised at, I don't want to use the word backlash, but the eyebrows that were raised by some people who were like as though they're paying Antonio Brown's contract. They're aghast at the amount. And I don't understand. Instead of kind of, quote, celebrating the fact that they made a point and a nice financial point to ensure that he's going to remain here, they want to sit there and go, whoa, did they spend too much money? I wonder if you just talk about making him the highest paid receiver in NFL history.
Yeah, I mean, Antonio has been a great player. He's been a great person off the field. Of course, he had the incident with the locker room, and you know, I think he got caught up in the moment, didn't really understand the harm that it was going to occur from there. I think Art used the term annoyance, and that was unfortunate, but it certainly wasn't going to override the fact that this guy is a great player that's helped us win games. And anytime, you know, I think about it, or anybody wants to dispute it, all I think about is him making a highly unlikely play of being able to reach that ball across
right.
the end zone, across the end line, between two defenders.
Three, if you count C.J. Mosley, who hits him.
To to secure the division for us. So there's absolutely no hesitation in having him or any other great player that we deem to be great, and us compensating him for that. We're in the business of finding players, keeping players, and helping those players help us win games. And I think he said that yesterday. He understands that, okay, he's a great player. He's done great things. He's compensated very well. But he knows he won't be complete as a Steeler until he wins a Super Bowl ring, because he understands that the guys that have gone before him and became great legends in Steeler lore are Super Bowl champions, and that's his next goal.
Kev, the other thing you said about him, too, which is true, that in today's day and age in the NFL is very important, is the fact that Antonio Brown, when he goes out at night, he goes out to the gym. He's not a guy that you see around town. He's not a partier. He's never had those issues. When it comes to his job, I mean, he's completely focused and committed to his job.
Yeah, and it's almost to the point of concern, because again, and we hope he lasts forever, but you know, he's not the biggest person, and
right.
he understands that he has to work, but sometimes you have to dial him back because he could overwork it sometimes. But I'd much rather have that than to have him dealing with some of the other issues. And again, we have no concerns about him whatsoever. We know that, and it hasn't changed from when he was a rookie to now, he's going to be one of our hardest workers, if not the hardest.
It's like Mike Tomlin likes to say, he'd rather say whoa than sick him, huh?
No doubt.
Kevin, last week you picked up a compensatory pick in the third round. Was that kind of a surprise that you got one that high?
You know, really nothing surprises me coming out of the compensatory pick system, because I honestly don't understand it. We have two we have two capologists that really, one said it was going to be one pick, one said it would be three. And really, it's a very complicated issue that's really, it's written in black and white, but the way the league interprets those is not black and white. And to get a third, we were very excited. I'd rather have a third than a sixth and a seventh, so to speak. So surprised, yes. Excited, yes, as well. So we just got to make good on having an extra pick. I think someone said, and I haven't even counted, we have four picks in the first 105 picks, so we just have to make good on it.
And actually, you have five picks in the first 135, so you're...
It
gives you some extra ammo, though, this year as well, because you can trade that compensatory pick.
Correct. You could actually trade future picks. Last year was the first year you were able to do that. So in 16, we could have traded.
Aren't you thankful you didn't do that?
Yes. Now we can. We can also, package those or whatever. So we have an extra third if we want to move around. And, as we always say, we'll always look at all those possibilities.
Yeah, I never quite understood that because it's your pick. They're giving you, it's your pick, and if you want to trade it, trade it.
Again, a very complicated system that really never got an explanation as to why you couldn't. I'm sure there was one at the inception, but really never understood it.
Kev, the way this draft shapes up from here to Combine, and I know you'll discover this more as you go through the Combine, but when you look at the areas that you might want to attack, it seems to be those are the deepest areas of this draft. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, last year was, going into it, we said, look, we'd like to get a corner, a safety, and a defensive lineman. And when we came out and really finished our meetings, we said, we're going to be able to do this. But we didn't know if it would be a defensive lineman first,
right,
a corner second, a safety third, or vice versa. And it broke the way we hoped it would. So, again, we have some ideas about which way we want it to go. We'll have a much better idea after we get through the workouts, the physicals, and the interviews as to our chances of maybe accomplishing those things through the draft. But, again, we're going to be doing that in compliance or in conjunction with working through free agency at the same time.
Kev, anybody that you guys want to get signed before next week? You told us before you'd opened up negotiations with Antonio. Now that that's done, is there somebody else that you'd like to do?
Yeah, actually, part of the business that we do this week, all the agents are in town because they have their big convention during the Combine as well. So Omar and Samir will be talking to the agents of our own players, getting ideas as to what it might take to sign them. So we'll have a good idea coming out of this week whether any of those are doable, and we'll talk to as many as we can in that time frame before they become free agents.
Stephon Tuitt is a guy who I know obviously is a free agent that you would like to have back. Where does he rank there as high as you are going to put on a quote priority list?
Yeah, I mean, he won't be a free agent until 2017.
Right.
So, again, we won't comment on individual players. We always talk about that class. We always deal with after the immediate business is done. Really, the immediate business will last until July 15th, so... it's highly unlikely that we deal with any of the future business before we take care of this class.
Kevin,
first.
I'm sorry, is it unreasonable to think or fortunate to look back that you can get your first three picks become starters in a defense? I mean, that's somewhat of a rare thing for a successful team. Now, I could see if you're 2-14.
Yeah, and they vary by player, by position, and, those three kids did develop, and they were trustworthy enough that they did become starters. We knew they'd have those opportunities, and really it unfolded as we thought. We thought the offense would be ahead of the defense. The defense would catch up probably around midseason like they did, especially when we got Bud back. It helped all three of those guys. But those three guys did contribute. Early contributors in our defense is not the norm because it takes them a while to – it takes some time to adjust to this defense and get them ready to play, but they did, and they helped us win some games. We just got to win more.
You come here every year. Is there anything that surprises you about this? I mean, obviously it's grown
beyond Radio Row here.
Yeah, I mean, it's grown, and it'll continue to grow, but as I just stated earlier, we have to make sure that it remains a football event first. I just told the other guys that, we don't go to a stadium for the event. We go to watch. I mean, most people go to watch the players and watch the game. And that has to be the sole purpose of why we're here. We have to get there's a lot of football business that has to be taken care of. All the periphery stuff is great. It helps the game. It enhances it for the fans, but we cannot lose sight of the fact, and we can't interfere with that football business at the expense of the event.
Kev, the advent of, I don't want to say the advent of the pro days, but they've become, it seems to be, a little more popular. If guys don't test well here, you go back and check them out. You can bring them in and talk to them. Where in the pecking order of what's important with relative to the combine? I mean, that's become more of a kind of intel aspect of the game for you guys, huh?
It's a follow-up from this. We'll follow up and do some more physical testing. We'll do more one-on-one interviews. I mean, there may be dinners involved.
Right,
we
right.
may get to meet families for the first time. So there's so much more you can gain. And for the universities, it's become a great recruiting tool to have the NFL on their campus. And they use it, and it's great for them if it helps sell their product and enhance their game and allows us to do more necessary business. And we've been able to work together, and it's been great for both
and
of us.
Sometimes you find another guy as a result of it. Is that true?
Absolutely.
That's how you found Antonio Brown, I'm told. Randy Fittner went up to look at a quarterback.
Dan LeFever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But
and he, well, I know he was there, but I mean, but then he kept seeing this guy.
Sometimes the legends grow as we go. But Dan, you know, Randy did go up there, and but it was another exposure. Of course, we interviewed Antonio
right.
here. We watched him work out. We knew of Antonio. He was graded. But again, when you go for that extra exposure, maybe Randy discovered something that we didn't know. And that's the more exposures you get, the better you should know the player, and we'll try to get as many as we can.
Kevin Colbert, the Steelers general manager, has been our guest. I know you got a busy couple days coming up, and have fun.
All right, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kev.